go. I said we too turned up, too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Let's get it. Too turned up, yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com, the livest radio show with the livest host. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, y'all? We back again for another edition of Too Turned Up Radio. I'm here. Yeah. You know me, Rain Bankroll. Go and to the left of me, you know who it is.
The left.
To the right.
Oh, man. Els Falco, ELZFALCO. You already know. Too Turned Up.
Okay.
You're supposed to introduce our co-host and our guest co-host, the amazing, talented Dello D. You tell him what's going on, man.
Yeah, what's up? My name is Dello. You can find me on Instagram. It's D-E-L-O.official, and official in German.
What are you known for? Why are we following you?
I'm a rapper, producer, and a songwriter. And
he sound like Cali weed, too. We ain't going to discuss that, though.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And today we are joined by two lovely individuals.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself. Sir.
Starting to my left.
To your left? Oh, me. Yes, okay. yeah, sorry, my bad. My name is Will. I am the director and writer of Lanier Movie.
Lanier Movie, baby.
Yep.
And to the left of him, who we got?
I'm Cindy. I'm William's wife, and I'm also a director and writer of Lanier Movie.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's go into it. So since we are combined by the lovely co-hosts and two amazing individuals, me and my brother here, sir, we would like to know your guys' background. Can you give us a little bit more than just being the creators of Lanier? Just tell us a little bit about yourself, where we can find you guys, you know, and just what you guys are doing.
Okay. do we already shout out our Instagrams? Do we need to do that?
You can.
You
can do it. All right. Yeah.
So make sure y'all follow, first and foremost, before we go into it, make sure y'all follow Lanier Movie. So at LANIER, then movie. And yeah. So background, man. Where do I even start? I'm just going to start about like when I first got into like acting. Because I think that's where it all started. No, actually, I take that back. That's not where it all started. No, it is where it all started. Okay. So I wanted to do the Will Smith kind of format as to where, you know, like I wanted to do music first, as y'all heard about, like off the air. I wanted to do that first and then dive my way into acting.
Gotcha.
And just work my way up the ladder pretty much to be into movies. Along the way of doing music, I met my lovely wife here. And I don't know, at some point, like, I just felt like I didn't want to do music because I watched Breaking Bad. I think that's what it really started for me.
Gotta explain that. What you mean? You mean you saw Breaking Bad and you was like, I want to be the person that makes that kind of series?
Yeah, that's what really did it. Because acting for me, I saw how tough it was. Mm-hmm. Not that I was a bad actor, but people need to understand, like, you have to be marketable. Even if you can act really good, those casting directors have to look at you and say, like, okay, yeah, he looks like a jock, or he looks like a doctor, or he looks... A lot of it is based on, like, how you look, your height.
Is it, like, typecasting, pretty much?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, your hair. It could be anything but your acting. And I didn't really like that, because I felt like I was coming close to some roles. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I auditioned for, like, Dr. Dre in the NWA movie, and I remember being at the callback and just hearing...
Which character, if you don't mind if I...
Dr. Dre.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I wanted to be Dr. Dre. And I remember going to, like, the callback, because I got a callback for it. But when I talked to some of the other actors who, like, they've been in some movies and they had more of a name, just some of what they were saying of, like, you know, like, I hope I get this. And someone saying, well, even if I don't get this, I got another, like, project in the pipeline.
Right.
I'm hungry for this. Like, I want this shit.
Did you end up remotely using, like, some of their sons anyway, though?
Yeah, that's
even crazy.
He's like, look at how easy. Yeah, he's my son.
Exactly.
Made me do this for nothing, man.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think Dr. Dre's character, I don't know if he was related, but he was really good. But it's just more so like sometimes it's just about who you know, and maybe it's not even about my ability. So when I felt that, I saw Breaking Bad, and I was like, oh my gosh, like this show has given me a rush of like, you know, like. How do I explain it? It's like an awakening. Like, wow.
Like you any two people could fit in that category. It really didn't matter the characters pretty much. It just had to be good writing.
Yeah, it just had to be. Exactly. And it just felt so real, that story of Breaking Bad. So it made me feel like oh my gosh, I think I want to make something that could happen in real life, but it's a drama and you just have so many dynamics going on. And it's like, it just feels real, because that's what gave me that like creativeness to be like, okay, I want to actually try to write like a pilot, or I want to try to write anything like remotely with characters that I've met somewhere in high school, or I met somewhere like going outside, like I've met somebody. So when that happened, I wrote like my first pilot called Trapped with another writer. That was a whole situation. We wrote something dope, though. We wrote something really dope. I won't go into it because I can't. But it was really great, and we got a lot of like coverage from it. A lot of people wanted it. We got some great notes about it. But he wouldn't really like give me any creative control, because at the time, he was a writer. I wasn't really a writer. I came to him kind of with this dynamic of what I had. And he kind of crafted it together around the story. But a lot of the notes that we were getting, it was like, we see it, it's very strong, but I want you to give me more of like the main character or the protagonist with the antagonist. Gotcha. Because I wrote it kind of like Breaking Bad, as to where you have like Walt, who doesn't come from the world of like cooking meth. But
it was a thriller too?
Nah, that was a drama.
Okay, gotcha.
That was a drama. So
drama.
Yeah. Drama. So it was kind of like that. It was like two separate characters. One doesn't come from the world of like drugs and stuff, but he gets thrown into it. So that was kind of what it was. But then like after Trapped, after that didn't work out, I started on my next pilot, which was Welcome to America. And this is kind of how we segue into how my honey got into like the whole writing thing, because there was we were writing this pilot, and
this is y'all together.
This was us together.
Yeah. Well,
at this point, at first it was just me.
So how'd you talk her into like how that happened?
He didn't.
I didn't. Just involved herself, because I told her like, man,
give me that paper.
Yeah. Like I was frustrated. I was stuck on one part. Like I think it was like the end of act one or whatever, and I was like, I don't know what to do.
It was
like
a
I'm going to bed.
Fight scene.
Yeah.
Like, so you pretty much like as you're writing it, pretty much you like had her reading over it, like, you know, like what do you think? Like, so basically she was with you all steps of the way until she fully hopped in. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some people are different when they're creative and they write stuff, like, no, you know, I don't want you to see.
Yeah. I just want to know. I was like, is this shit stupid? Like, tell me, like, if you were watching this, because I don't really like stuff that I watch, and I'm like, this is kind of stupid. Like, you made that go together just because, like, you got lazy, or it's just like, well, we can just do it. And I didn't want to do it. I wanted it to, like, flow. Yeah. So there was a point I was stuck at, and then I went to sleep, and I woke up.
And the scene was done.
And she wrote it.
What?
Yeah. She wrote the scene.
Boy, so when
so
you...
The time difference. Like,
yeah.
Oh.
He would go to bed. I would go to work. He would go to bed at like midnight. So 6 a.m. in Germany. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So they were in two different places.
Two different places.
At one time.
I was in Germany.
Yeah.
He was in
Georgia.
In Georgia.
Right.
And
two G's.
Yeah.
Two G's.
I like that. And I was at work and I was bored. Like I had a full time job that was basically a part time job. So I was kind of just.
So he sent you the script over.
Yeah, I was able to.
Yeah.
I was able to read it.
Oh, like how you have like that group, like Google Share or something like that.
Yeah, so exactly.
Okay. We were working in Celtex, but I think I collabed you in it or something.
Yeah, just so I could read over it, and I'm a grammar. That's nice. Grammar nerd, so I did the grammar.
I was
already done with my work stuff. I had like half a day left, so it was I think it was like 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. in Germany, so it was like 6 a.m., so he was still out. So I'm just writing the scene, and I was like, I'm just going to send it to him and see what he says. And then he literally read it, and he was like, you wrote this? Like, you did this? And I was like, yeah, I did it while I was at work because I was bored. And that's how I got thrown into it, like, into it. We literally...
Going out.
Yeah, from that on, we just, like, wrote the entire thing together.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From that moment on, when she did that, I was like...
That's
it's game on now. Yeah. It's game on. You in this now.
Game on, Wayne. Game on, Garth.
That's where it really started. And then we wrote Welcome to America.
Getting a ring after this one.
No, that was not the goal. But yeah.
No, you didn't know. You said, oh, man. Let me get the bank account. Oh, she's getting married.
No.
But
hey,
we
man, being helpful goes a long way.
Back,
I mean, yeah.
You are an asset to a man.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
Always. Do that. I promise it'll work every time.
Yeah, you have to be. I don't want no liability. I want someone that's going to, like, challenge me, you know, make me better.
Oh, like, I'll challenge you.
For real. Yeah, for real.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we
like,
do that to each other.
But you contributed. Like, that's, like, something big. Like, you got to think of most men and how they make money or even just what they're doing as their dream.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The person next to them is really not contributing to that. Like, you know, a lot of people, like, they'll fuel, like, yeah, go ahead. They encouraging words, but they're not legit in it. Like, you...
Every relationship dynamic.
I guess. I'm not out here killing and bashing people. But I'm just saying, if it's clearly there and you can clearly see it, that's a big thing.
Right. Yeah.
So for anybody in a relationship, if it ain't going the way you want it to go, just figure out a way you can be an asset. I promise it helps.
Word. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Being an asset definitely helps.
I do that in everything we do.
Yeah.
Like, well, we do that to each other. Like.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We honestly always have, because I'm just like, well, I mean, shit, you working towards something, I need to contribute in some regard. I'm working towards something. Now it's us. In marriage, it's us. It's no longer me, you.
Me and you, yeah.
So you said you wanted to make music. I'm like, baby, I ain't got the best voice, but
it's
us. I don't know, I can tell you if it sounds good, because, you know, what I grew up on and what my parents had shown me, like, obviously.
But what kind of music did you do, or do you do?
Do I do? So I'm more like, I like Joyner Lucas. Y'all heard me talk about him earlier. So I'm more, I grew up on, like, you know, the whole Wayne era, Cassidy, you know, the rap battling.
So he wants some bars. He wants some bars.
Well, before Drake, prison, like, before I even, before we even knew of a Drake, it was always Wayne, Cassidy, Eminem, Big L,
bars.
Big basically bars.
Bars.
Candy.
You know.
Bars.
So yeah, that's the type of music that I do. But going back to, like, the film. So after Welcome to America, that's once we wrote that pilot, we got some good, like, coverage, same thing. Pretty much, like, we would ask, like, experts, like, could y'all give us notes on this? We got some good reads on it.
Yeah.
But
then you did the short film.
Yeah.
That I couldn't be a part of. Because I was stuck in Germany.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And then we did the short film. Sorry. We did a lot of short films, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, before there was a Lanier, we did a lot of short films.
So while you were doing this, was this, like, your main source of income? Or were you, like, working?
Oh, hell no. I was broke. I was broke, dog. I was living...
You got to tell them the struggle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Big struggle.
You're moving. What you doing?
Big struggle. I just wasn't making movies. That's for sure. I was struggling. I was, you know, I was pretty much living with my mom and dad, just trying to figure it out. Like,
what
you know.
What was you doing for work at the time?
Shit, I wasn't doing nothing. I was like, Mama, I'm going to figure this out.
I'm going to do these movies.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, but then, of course, you know, my mom was like, get a job. And my whole thing is, like, you know, if your mom or dad are telling you to get a job, it's just like, in the end, like, I feel like you have to do that, like, temporarily. Mm-hmm. But I kind of proved the point to my dad, like, later on. Because, like, I told him, like at every moment y'all told me to get a job, I was so unhappy doing it. But now that I'm doing what I love, now it's like, just imagine if back in the day I kept doing what I was doing, because I maybe would have got there faster, you know? So that's what I explained it to him. I would rather just try to figure it out, because I'm going to figure it out eventually, and just do that instead of doing something I don't want and I miss out on, like, an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because it only takes one. to really get you going.
Very true.
But so when my honey was moving, that's when my mom was like, oh yeah, you got to get out this house. you ain't about to be here with Cindy. You got to figure it out. Yeah. So literally, she moved at that point, and my mom was like, every day, like. Because we
when
only stayed at my mom.
When are y'all moving?
When are y'all moving? Because we only stayed there for 2 weeks, basically.
We figured it out quick.
So at that point, I had a job at Whole Foods, and I was doing like Lyft at that point. Like, and
I was not allowed to work.
She wasn't allowed to work for a year, so I had to hold it down for a year. Shit was rough. Shit was terrible. Tough, I hated
you still was on the movie hustle too, though.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah. I was still on the movie hustle.
That's three jobs in one. That's work right there.
We did Uber Eats like for a long time, and that's where we wrote like our first featured script. Like not a TV pilot, it was the first featured script. And
so you doubled down in the whole idea of movie creation too. Like
we had an idea, and we were both like, "Oh, we need to write this down." And we wrote most of the script during Uber Eats. Like
while we were riding around the city,
the groundbreaking idea was at Pizza Hut.
Yeah, it was at Pizza Hut.
We were delivering Pizza Hut, and he was like, "What is that called when you put like a baby into another woman, and they carry the baby for you?" I was like, "It's a surrogate." And he was like, "That's it." And that's a crazy script though. We want to do that like after Lanier. But that's a $5 million
message.
Budget, so.
Yeah, definitely. If
y'all,
not more.
If y'all some sponsors.
Some sponsors.
Sponsor them. Spike Lee. Sponsors. Hook them up.
Jordan Peele.
Jordan
Peele. Can I ask you something?
Yes, absolutely.
Before she came to America, was there somebody who like supported you on your way doing movies?
Yeah.
Writing movies, because you said like your mom and dad was saying get a job.
Yeah, I think they always supported me, right? They always supported me wanting to make movies, but when I wasn't making money, they were like, we can't support you like at this moment because you need to figure it out. Yeah, so I feel like they were like, what's that called? Like halfway on the fence. Mm-hmm. It was like, we support you, but you still need to work and get a job, which is understandable. But like I told my dad at that point, I was like, you see, like if you're going to go out here and do something you don't want to do, you got to give yourself like a deadline. Like, I'm only going to do this for a year or whatever. And I got to make the next step towards what I want to do.
Okay.
And that's kind of what we did with Uber and Lyft, to be honest.
Yeah, we did.
Honestly, until we got into like video editing and actually we're
YouTube videos.
Yeah, making YouTube videos.
And that was y'all's sole source of income?
Like him working. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was basically, it was Whole Foods at first, then it was Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
I was on this cringy ass live streaming app. Mm-hmm. It was called Bego. And I was able to make money like, they put me on the contract as I'm still in Germany, so I was able to cash the money without, like, it was not tax fraud or anything. So I was able to make, like, I made 200.
Heavy on that.
I was making $250 a month, but that was better. I can't do nothing, so I can't sit there and do nothing and contribute absolutely nothing to the, like, bills and stuff, so.
Give me a little beagle deal right now.
But it was terrible. There was only, like, pedophiles on there.
Oh, no.
Gross old men and TikTok looks so much like those gifts have a certain value, and if you make like this many dollars
I know
a day,
they're all the same type of
thing.
So what is it? So what is it when you do the poll thing?
Yeah, but they always like,
I'm a dancer.
It ain't me.
She's not gonna overly say I'm a stripper.
in Germany, if you go to a strip club in Germany, you don't see girls there which are not working there. If you go Like you asked into the strip club.
So every single girl in there, in
the strip club, you know.
No, it'd be probably regular like people just
like that.
Okay, that's different. Yeah. You can go to Magic City one day, and there will be just girls in there with their own section, with the stripper.
Girls,
what are y'all here doing?
Atlanta's a wild place.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
a lot of people bring people with them.
Girls are not allowed to enter into that strip club.
Even if they were. No. Gay or anything? Like they wouldn't still wouldn't let them in?
And then you go to a gay bar.
Then you go to gay, right.
You can't go to the straight?
Not fellow German.
You can't go to the straight?
Are straight people allowed in gay bars?
Just don't do no gay stuff.
I don't know. I just wanted to ask the devil a good question.
They can't look at you and be like, oh, you straight. You ain't coming in here. I don't think that's possible.
No, we saw you leave that strip club and you just going to walk over here. Nah, man. Exactly.
But what I was trying to say is I would do choreography dancing, like actual trying to entertain, like because the whole app is about entertaining people. And they will all tell me, twerk, twerk, twerk. I'm like, I'm not twerking on this app. I'll be telling them, like, I'm married.
I'm not twerking on this app.
I got people coming in there be like, hey, like, I'm an agent. You can come to my agency, make more money. Just, like, don't tell people that you're married.
Goddamn
like,
scammers.
Act like you're single. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not selling myself or my body for some money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not doing it. So.
Well, I'm glad you knew that because...
Oh yeah.
Like, what are you asking for?
No,
what are you trying to do? I'm already on this platform by myself. What do you want?
Yeah.
I can boost you. Boost me how?
Little Bootsy.
Boost me, Bootsy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
So once we got into video editing, that's really when things like took a turn for us. Like we made like some good income with what we love to do without having to, well, we did video edit and do Uber Eats like at the same time. Like we edited in the morning, afternoon, and then in the evening with Uber Eats.
We had a schedule together.
We had a schedule.
And then we would write the script after we're done Uber eating. Like it would be 11 p.m. and I'm sitting there like.
And this is for that other what movie did you before. Say? And this is not linear.
This is not linear.
Yeah, this is before.
It's called The Other Side.
Oh, The Other Side. Okay.
The Other Side.
So, hello, family.
So before linear, how many movies did you make before? Like this None. Is.
This is our first.
This is our first feature.
This is our first
so
feature.
So that was just y'all
just
writing
a script. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but you had mentioned you wrote another script. Earlier.
That was Welcome to America.
That was a drama pilot.
That's a TV
pilot. That's how I started writing. I started writing drama pilots first.
Okay. But you never turned that into something.
Mm-hmm.
Short film.
Well, yeah, it was a short film, but
that won an award in Beverly Hills.
Now let's get into it.
It's just not.
Lit.
Yeah.
Y'all doing lit.
See, you understand it.
I thought you meant like in its like totality. Did I make like a full pilot? But yeah, I made a short film. It did win an award at Beverly Hills for like best film.
Nice.
It did. Yeah. Nice. That was the goal until like Get Out came out. Then when Get Out came out, when I saw that's when I got the horror bug. Cause I was like, wow, like Jordan Peele just mixed racism in with a horror. Like he made a whole entire subgenre of horror. And I think that's what really like pulled me in. Cause I was like, oh damn, like Welcome to America is basically like
social drama.
It's a social drama about, like, you know, someone being profiled by a white cop. They get shot. It kind of dwells into that. Mm-hmm. It would have made a good miniseries, but when I saw Get Out, I was like, oh, he just combined it an element of Welcome to America and put it in a horror, and boom, it was over with after that. I was like, oh my God, like we could do a horror because horrors are cheaper to make, always, nowhere near as expensive, you know. As a drama or a comedy, like all horrors.
Oh shit!
Snap!
Oh my gosh, it's scary.
What happened?
The power cut out.
Oh,
we back, y'all. Right?
We didn't even get to Lanier, man.
We're talking about horror. We're still in the game.
We're still in the game. Nothing, you got that?
Nothing's playing, but we all.
Oh my gosh, that was crazy.
Yo, all that talk of horror.
That was so crazy. What was I saying?
Oh, we're talking horror.
I made horror. movies. I made one.
Yeah. Yeah, horrors are cheap to make. So when I saw that, I was like, man, like Jordan Peele, like granted, like Get Out costs like $3 million to make, but still in the grand scheme of things for a movie, like that's really cheap.
Yeah.
So that's where we kind of were like, man, let's make a horror movie. And what happened after that?
So
like,
when
after Get Out kind of gave us the bug.
So yeah. Once we wrote The Other Side, that's when we approached some people to help us make The Other Side.
Right, right.
And they talked about Lanier.
Oh, wait, are y'all good?
Yeah.
Are we still good?
Nah, we're good.
Oh, okay.
Just making sure. Oh, you need to attach the battery. Okay. That's when we talked about Lanier.
Yeah.
And then we had lots of creative differences with those people. So mm-hmm. we ended up not making we had a half the script for a totally different Lanier movie, but I don't want to get into it because I don't want, you never know who's listening, but like it didn't work out between those people and us.
Creative differences.
And they didn't want to pay anybody, so it was a problem. And so we decided we're going to shelf it and we're going to make a trailer for The Other Side to make like a proof of concept and hopefully get funding for that. Until
so before you get into it,
yeah.
I did want to ask, because I wanted it in a chronological order.
Yeah.
What's the beginning to ending phase of y'all making the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does this start? I want to make a movie, and bam.
All right, so you came up with the script from the pizza.
You talking about Uber?
You talking about The Other Side?
No, The Other Side.
You want us to do it for Lanier?
Oh, Lanier?
That's basically what I'm getting into. So,
So the beginning, go ahead.
Yeah, we had wrote half a script for this other, to work with these other people to make a Lanier movie.
When you say work with them, because I know you guys, you wrote it, you filmed it, and you directed it. Mm-hmm. So since you did all that, when you say work with these other people, they were just involved with like acting, or they was going to put money in it and everything too?
They were going to be in it. They were going to be acting in it and putting money into it, okay. But not a lot of money. And the most horrifying part was they're like, oh, we don't need a script. We can just do like bullet points. And we literally both looked at each other and we were like, yeah, this ain't going to work.
Because y'all were writers.
Like, they ain't going to work. We can't make a movie with bullet points. That's just not working.
They wanted to improvise the movie
pretty much.
They wanted to do like found footage, improvise. It was really just
like Blair's Witch Projects?
Yeah. Literally, exactly. That was their example. They were like, we kind of want to do like a Blair Witch Project.
I was like, nah, but I don't want to do that.
The history of Lake Lanier doesn't, a movie like that wouldn't have done that justice. So we shelved it. We were like, we're just going to do something else. Mm-hmm. And then his... And then his friend called him after nothing. And he's like, yo, I got a really great idea for a horror movie. And we were like, it's amazing. And he was like, you know what? We could tie Lanier into that because it fits with like the history of the lake. And that's when we decided, like, okay, let's do it. That's how it starts. We're like, okay, we're going to make a movie about Lake Lanier. We need to do the research, and then we need to write a script and see. We automatically know, like, we're going to do horror because there's the big question, is Lake Lanier haunted or not?
And this so is, like, this is just all idea-based. This isn't, like, what is it going to cost?
No, not at all.
Are we going to get people to even spot? We're just going to make it. We're going to sit down. We're going to write this. When you
wrote it, you didn't write it. It was a fandom that pulled up. You
I don't
write. Stay your budget.
So when you first write, I don't write with a budget in mind. I'm just writing just to put it together. And then I'm like, oh, shit. Like, oh, this is going to cost a lot of money.
That's how it happened.
Because I was like, oh, we can shoot this for like a mil. Like, we can get a mil and make this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was our thought.
The first script was a $1 million script, and someone actually estimated it at $2 million.
Yeah.
And we were like,
they estimated it at $2
million. Wait a minute.
Where am I getting this $2 million from?
Like, so out of one script, out of one finished script, We had to make 20 different drafts to fit the actual budget.
Every draft,
it was lesser. Like, it was a 90-minute film, then it was an 80-minute film, then it was a 75-minute film. And then it ended up being a, 72-minute film.
72, yeah.
But it was so like 60-something pages.
When you originally wrote it, they were eating, like, steak from Ruth Chris. And then by the time the 20th, it was Chipotle.
That's what it was.
Yeah, and we were not happy with that, but we were like, well, we're so deep in it now, we have to do it.
So I'm guessing as you shortened it, you had to pretty much change the chronological order. Like, we got a story, but if we got to end it early, then this needs to happen faster, pretty much.
You Pretty much.
So I had to condense the whole idea pretty much every time it changed.
Yeah, you just got to keep pushing up, like, the ending or whatever you think the ending is. You got to change the ending just to pretty much wrap up the story because like, you only got so much money.
Story right here to say what happened. It's just going to happen, and hopefully they just understand
exactly.
It.
There was one scene, basically. I freaking loved that scene, and we couldn't do it because, like, budget wise, it wouldn't have worked. 2 minutes, I think.
It's like an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, something like that.
I watched it twice.
Oh, you watched
it
twice? Let's go. Thank you.
Let's go, D-Lo. Appreciate you.
All right, so I wanted to ask, how did you guys get the funds to make the movie?
That's a great question.
Go at night.
When we first thought it was $1 million, that's how we honestly got our first investor.
Sizzle first.
Oh yeah, the sizzle first. Okay, so
yeah,
we made a sizzle for Lanier, and basically what that is, it's like a proof of concept to prove to an investor, like, okay, this is the vision. This is why you should invest in us because it's far more than just a script.
And that's like a site, right?
Aside.
No, it's like a we did like a trailer type thing. Mm-hmm. So we did like a.
So you get a trailer and then you make it a sizzle.
No, a trailer of the movie.
Yeah, we made a trailer of the movie. Oh,
so yeah, basically.
Oh, so that's what's called sizzle.
Since it's not the official trailer of the movie,
it's called a sizzle.
Yeah.
So that's what we did first. Mm-hmm. We put up our own money to do it. We spent way too much money, but anyway.
Hold
on, I'll let you know. I'll give you numbers in a second. So it was me and her. We put up our own money to make the sizzle because I was like, fuck it, man. Like, this is a great concept. Like, why would you not buy into this? Like,
plus it's based on a true story, so.
Yeah. So we were like, let's make it. We did everything basically wrong, basically. Like, yeah, I can't even think of something we did right other than just making it.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is hired the wrong people. People that were money hungry, people that were, like we talked about off
air.
They
spent our money.
Yeah, they were scammers, basically. Like, they took advantage of new filmmakers that didn't have adequate knowledge of, like, everything. Because remember, this is our first time making, like, a movie.
Yeah.
We just know how to write movies.
Yeah.
It's a total different world when you get into, like, producing and making the thing that you wrote, right?
Oh, yeah, it is.
Right. So after we learned from that, we met our biggest investor, Angel McCawthrey. She's a former WNBA player.
She's still a WNBA player.
Oh, my bad. She's still playing?
She's not officially retired.
Oh, my bad. Okay. She's still a WNBA player. Thank you. Yeah. And, you know, she got some gold medals as well. She's fire at ball. So she saw our sizzle on Everything Georgia on Instagram, and immediately she messaged the Lanier movie Instagram page.
Yeah.
And she was like, what is this about? Like, tell me more.
Where are you at in the stage? Like, are you still looking for investors? Is
exactly.
it already done?
Yep.
And we were like, oh shit.
Yep.
Were you like on GoFundMe or?
No, she just reached out to our Instagram page.
Oh, wow.
And she was like.
So you guys posted the sizzle to Everything Georgia?
Yeah, Everything
GA
Georgia.
GA Followers Official.
I mean, Georgia Followers Official.
You gotta pay for that, don't you?
I don't know. You're talking like.
You're not free.
Oh, really?
It ain't free.
No, everybody be acting like stuff be free.
It
ain't.
No,
it ain't
that's
free.
Like $1,200 right there just to post it on there. Georgia, to answer your question, Georgia Followers, that's a big Instagram page that just features things in Georgia. He has like 400,000, 500,000 followers.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel like you got a fire music video, and you want to be known locally,
and you got some money,
and you really want to invest in yourself, that's what you do.
Yeah.
So that's what we did, and then Angel, you know, she was interested, and then we just hopped on a call, and
we showed her our pitch deck.
Yeah, we made
a
pitch
deck. You have to make like a whole pitch and explain everything, explain the money side of it, and
can I use PowerPoint?
Just explain the explain like the movie, like what is the movie about, how we're gonna approach like marketing, all of that stuff, and why it would be a good idea to invest in the movie. And we did that, and she was she was game.
She was game. Yeah, she was sold. She was sold on it, and she invested $50,000 in Lanier.
Oh wow!
Yeah. After that call, $50,000, and that was when I was like, "Damn, like,
this is gonna happen.
We can do
it." On cloud nine, she's the first one to really like believe in us.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Damn, it's game on." Now we
actually,
got after she invested that what.
You didn't believe it. He didn't believe it.
Until
she, the money was in the bank account. He was like, I don't know. She's been taking so long. And I was like, no, like, give people some time. Like, that's a big decision.
Yeah.
But he did not believe it until it was in the bank account.
And I didn't believe it, obviously, because what we talked about off air as well. Like, I don't really, and I think it's better I think that way. I don't want to believe it because I'll be surprised when it does happen. So I don't.
You don't get disappointed.
I don't get disappointed because I'm like, you ain't gonna do it. And then she did it, and I was like, oh shit,
she did it. Yeah,
I was like, all right.
Yeah, we jumped when that happened.
We were. That was probably like the most excited we were about Lanier, like in that moment.
Yeah, for sure.
There's two moments, but that one right there, that put like a. It put like a jetpack on our back, and we were like flying in the air.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
All right, we got to do this shit now.
We were like, now it's happening.
Now we only need $950,000.
Yeah.
That was kind of what we were thinking. Like, whoa,
that didn't work.
We're getting closer.
That sounds crazy.
So, like, how did you get more investors?
We didn't really. All right,
we
so.
We got like two more.
We got two more investors because we had a lot of, you want to talk about bullshitting. We had so many investor calls where they were like, I got access to all this capital. I can do this.
Going to invest 25K. We got stood up at a restaurant.
We got stood up at a restaurant.
My cousin P. Diddy's brother.
Basically.
Someone was like, yeah, I can invest. I'm willing to invest 25K, but I want to talk to y'all and, you know, get to know y'all more and blah, blah, blah. We were like, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We don't have to put up our own capital anymore. We go there and wait and wait and wait and wait.
Stood
and
up.
It's just not happening. And I couldn't believe it, honestly. I was in total denial. I was like, well, maybe he's stuck in traffic. You know how Georgia traffic is.
That's the dynamic of our relationship. She's a pure optimist. I'm not a pure, like, what's it called? The opposite of an optimist.
Pessimist.
Yeah, I'm not a full-on pessimist, but I just tell myself, all right,
it's not gonna happen.
Like, just tell yourself it's not gonna happen, so you can just still be in the game. Because remember, someone already invested 50K, so now she's riding on us to bring her to the finish line. Because I was like, ain't no way I'm giving you this money back. We're making fucking Lanier. After she invested that, I was like, we are making this shit.
If it's just with that, then that's what it's gonna be.
Exactly. That's what my mindset was.
Yeah.
So, another executive producer.
Oh, okay.
She's nice.
She gets you.
Finally, Pookie. She's like, okay, I can get down with y'all now. I told you, it's when you don't pay attention.
Yeah, see, now she loves you. She don't even care about you anymore.
Yeah.
Chooch. At first, she was barking, right?
I know.
She's like DMX.
But,
the love.
Come on, boy.
So we had another executive producer.
Lick your
lips. She's a girl, bro.
Yeah, she's a girl.
So let me lick your lips.
Maybe you can't let her go.
Do you know these people who are making like synchronic voices over animals?
Yeah, yeah. I did one with a cat.
Really?
It's on TikTok.
All right, so
let's keep it moving. We're almost done, guys.
One of our other executive producers, he actually got us in contact with someone who invested 10K into the film.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now we're at 60K. Now
and
we only need...
The guy that got us in contact with him, he's also one of the lead roles, and he invested 2.5K.
Okay.
And the rest was us.
The rest was us. So we had to come up with
$36,785.
Oh, damn. You know it exactly. Okay.
Yeah. 22 cents.
So we had to come up with that to finish it, honestly.
But that's not bad. At least you got other people believing.
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So we had other people believing it, and that brought the film's total to like 100K to put it in the can.
98K to be exact, but yeah.
Over 100K but, now, 100K though.
Now. Yeah.
Because we did some advertising, but we really didn't advertise a lot.
No, because the money went to the production, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I will say, you know, if you had to get the million, you'd have to get a million back, which, of course, I know it's possible.
Right.
But now all you got to get is 100K back, and then you'll at least break even. So if you make 200K, double the profit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
If you end up making this a million, which is still possible for sure.
Yeah.
You get it times more. 10.
Yeah.
For sure.
We agree.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's the good side. I'm not really upset about the budget or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like
you just want with the larger budget you could have made it longer.
Yeah.
And got everything you wanted out of it as a writer.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's like we're proud. Like it's a huge achievement, and we're proud of the movie we made. But we also know what it could have been.
Right.
So that's that one thing where we're like, oh man, like this, it could have been so much more. But at the end of the day, we're still like the first ones to make a linear movie, and we can say like we made an actual featured film, and we didn't give up because there was, if anybody knows about Lake Lanier, there's a lot of controversy and
sure.
A lot of. You know, the hauntedness aspect, and I feel like there was so many things like thrown at us where everybody else would have gave up and we didn't. Like we were like, nah, we're doing this, and there might have been some hauntedness stuff in it too.
Give me an example. Are y'all still going to Lake Lanier?
Oh no, absolutely not.
Give me an example.
We went up there enough for a lifetime. We're not going back up there. We had to drive up there so many times.
For example, we went location scouting.
Can you give me that water real quick?
We went location scouting in this mansion, and we were pretty much sold. Like, we were already like, yeah, we're going to film this here. And tell me why this was our first time being at Lake Lanier, looking at a location, and someone is drowning. And I see it. Like,
oh, really?
Police. Yeah. Boats and ambulance, and I literally look out the window and I'm like, guys, I think something's happening over there. And then the owner of the house, he goes, oh yeah, I think someone drowned. And he took us on the boat. He's like, let's go take a look. And I was like,
let's
go
take a look. You're trying to get us drowned too. Stay right here.
And tell me why he's on the boat with us. And he was like, I lied to y'all about something. And my instinct was literally he about to kill us.
Oh, we're going
back. He about to kill us because he was white too. I was like, he about to kill us.
Sound like the little Atlanta intro.
Yeah.
Like, they was in there. He's like, you don't know the secret.
Yeah. Literally, we were so scared. We were scared, but it was something totally like.
Turn this back around now.
Yeah, basically, that's how I felt. Yeah.
Right now.
So yeah, we're proud. How do you guys feel about the project? Is it everything or close to what you want it to be? Are you proud of it?
No, we're proud of it. Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
It's not, I wouldn't say it's everything we wanted it to be, but it's
a condensed version.
It's a condensed version and still somehow more than what we wanted it to be. Like, I think now that we're seeing how it like catches on and stuff and how successful it's at, how successful it is at 2 months, I think we didn't expect that. Like, well, I low-key did because I'm an optimist, but
I absolutely did.
He didn't, and at some point that kind of rubs off on you. And I was like, well, I don't know, we'll see.
So I can really tell you, it's a really nice movie. I even watched it twice.
Thank you.
And you still want to go?
And I still want to go, bro. It was making me like researching while I was watching that movie.
And that's. That right there is what we wanted. And as long as that's happening,
you see,
and we made that impact for people to like research and actually educate themselves, then we won. Like it's not all about the money. Like our main focus was to make an impact.
Yeah.
And highlight the history and raise awareness of like, hey, you don't want to go swimming in there because you could literally die.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Somebody going tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Somebody probably swimming in this weather.
Yeah, because when you think about it, like,
too many deaths in 1 year.
If we think about, like, everything that we did, like, gross-wise, we're probably only a quarter away from, like, actually, like, breaking even.
Gross. I think we're half.
Without Amazon.
Do you have to pay everyone?
Yeah, you gotta catch everyone.
Do you have to pay
out?
Everyone back, like, with interest? Or
No. Mm-mm.
No.
So when, so when someone crowdfunds, they just give you the money, you just give it back when you're done?
I mean, if someone crowdfunds, that's technically, totally it's like, okay, I'm going to give you a t-shirt for $20, but you're giving me $20 for my movie. I ain't got to pay back nobody if you crowdfund. Okay. Our investors, technically, they all have a stake in, like, the LLC, and they all have points. So everyone's entitled to their money back. And then after that, we make more because we're giving more points because we're the directors and writers.
Yeah, so they still make money, too.
Yeah, they still make money, too. Uh-huh. Exactly.
And but then parts of, like, the lead actors, they get a percentage.
Yeah. So
some of the crew.
Yeah, so technically if Amazon didn't take half of which they did.
Oh, that's what you're... Yeah, yeah, then we are...
Then we're probably at...
You would have been high.
68.
Up.
Yeah.
we would be close to, like, already breaking even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We love you, Amazon, but damn.
But damn, exactly. They just take a lot.
But still 50%. A blessing, though.
Yeah, hey, for that, I'm going to need y'all on set with the shirt. I'm going to need this to look legit. I'm going to need somebody on Amazon holding the camera. I need to be a part of my production.
Amazon's crazy, but their platform is, like, the best when it comes to, like...
It is, but I need some more help. If you getting 50... I'm going to need you to redo my script. I'm going to need you
or
to...
put us on the front page.
Yeah,
I'm going to need something. Yeah.
Exactly. If y'all doing 50, I'm going to need y'all to do a little bit more. Y'all need to put a budget in, and y'all just do the whole advertising budget or something.
But they know.
Something. Hey, put it on top for a week as the banner or something.
Yeah.
Y'all getting 50.
Yeah.
Y'all getting 50.
Nah, it's a lot. It's a lot, man. Yeah. Like, I hear you.
But I think it's the factor of, like...
What would you have to do, like, to get on the banner?
There's 206...
You got to pay them that money still.
Yeah. Oh, I got to make the money. So, y'all already getting 50. Then I got to pay y'all more?
For sure, because we're not an Amazon original. We're just an independent company selling on
Amazon.
We're
a little production.
They don't care about us.
So, are they able to, like, still purchase the movie and you become an Amazon original type thing?
Or is
they fund you up front, right?
Nah. So, basically, all right. So, as an independent filmmaker, if I want to sell it on Amazon, they don't give me any money. They're like, we're giving you a privilege that you can sell this on Amazon. So, we're going to make money off of you. Mm-hmm. We're not giving you no money. We're making money off of you. 50% is crazy.
Yeah, but it definitely is. 206 million people on Amazon. That's what how they get you. Like, they're like, well, everybody knows about Amazon Prime, and it's easy access.
But I gotta pay money.
No, I feel you.
That's why I hear you with, like, that's why I told you, like, Boosie, like, how he sells his movies directly to people, right? I was like, wow, I wish we would have maybe went the more direct-to-consumer route of just, like, go to our website, you buy the movie for $5.99, then you can buy it for $11.99 if you want to keep it forever. Because then we're entitled to all of that money.
Yeah.
But then you run into the factor of what sounds better, my movie's on Amazon or my movie's on LanierMovie.com.
And instantly people just gravitate.
It's kind of like that way with music, too. You got your stuff on Apple Music, Spotify, and all this other stuff.
There you go.
Okay, you serious? But then you tell them, yeah, I got music. You want to go listen to SoundCloud?
Hell no.
Somebody's looking at you crazy. Like, I don't got no SoundCloud, man.
There you go. So that's
those are the days.
That's the game we're in.
People still using SoundCloud.
Yeah.
I made a song. Artist song, and they wanted to take 75% of the song.
And you told them hell no, right?
I still haven't told them anything.
Okay, good.
75% of the song.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the other credentials on it though?
The other things was they wanted to pay me money up front. It was good money, but I think it was just the first offer they gave me.
Okay, you can probably try again.
But
is it just one song though?
Yeah.
One song. You, man. If you ain't tied to the song like that,
make sure you read.
Of course, it's not just one song, but, like, imagine how much money they're making out of that song.
They're making a lot. You
better get your name.
Hey, Marlon is cool.
He's probably here.
All right.
You better off going independent. But yeah.
All right, y'all. So look.
I'm already independent.
Well, we're going to wrap this up, man. Anything y'all want to say about the film? If anyone who want to check it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
well, once our dog is done.
Hey, Marvin. Hey, Bella.
Mookie.
Is she thinking I guess not.
Mookie, hey, ma'am. Sit.
Bella, girl, what you gonna do? Sit. Nothing.
Mookie, we're trying to promote the movie.
Take a seat over there if you want to.
Wait, Marlon. Wait, right here.
All right. Okay, so where am I looking at? This one?
Either or.
Right there.
So if you want to watch Lanier, you can go to Amazon. They will take 50%, but it's fine. You can rent or buy the movie on Amazon. You can literally just type in Lanier movie and it'll pop up. Or you can go to Vimeo. Can they search Lanier movie on Vimeo?
I think so. Just type in Lanier Vimeo on Google, and then you'll be brought to Vimeo. We keep 90% of that. So if you buy it on Vimeo, it's better.
It's better for us.
It's better for us. But yeah.
That's
how you can. Shout out to Vimeo.
Vimeo's great. Now, there's a whole nother side of problems with Vimeo, though.
Yeah.
And that's where you're like, oh, my gosh, like Amazon really is.
It's so Vimeo.
Basically, you can't watch it on your TV on Vimeo.
Because the app is not supported anymore on TV devices. They took that away.
What happened?
They're still advertising, saying, like, you can watch this on Roku TV and Fire TV. That's why we're like, oh, we're going to sue y'all.
They don't do that anymore, by the way.
Oh, they don't do it anymore?
Mm. It's not on their page anymore.
We were going to sue them because we were under the impression that people can watch our movie on their TV. And they
can. So you gotta use your cell phone and connect it to your TV.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know, nobody wants to go through all that.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, in our audience, there's a lot of older people, people that live on the lake. They don't know about this stuff. We had to literally email, like, probably 300 to 400 people with instructions to tell them how to watch the movie on their TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
So that's why Amazon is kind of the winner.
Yeah, because you buy it on the app and then you're like, oh, I can just put this on my smart TV real quick.
Just type in Amazon.
So even if you have Prime, you still make the purchase, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
But could you stream it from Prime or no?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if you have Prime, you could just watch it?
Oh, no. You still got to buy it or rent it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You still got to buy it.
The people with Amazon.
Come on now.
They don't know.
Yeah. Even if you have Prime, you still got to buy the film. Because we'll make more when you buy or rent it versus just a free stream.
Yeah.
And so that's the difference between Amazon Original and having your film on there.
There you go. Exactly. Amazon Original is like, Amazon's like, I want to buy your film because I feel like, you know, we'll make more
you
money.
Already got your money. They're like, all right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they're going to put you on the banner and use your movie. You're like, oh, man, we got the number one movie. No.
There you go.
We as Amazon got the number one
movie. And why are they doing that, though? Because they paid you, the creator, for your film. So they're like, well, we just paid you like $2 million, so you better believe we about to make $20 million off you.
Would you do a deal like that, or would you rather just be independent?
It would depend. For Lanier, I would probably take the deal.
Okay.
Just because there's more, I think, in the game for people to prove. I think off the first go around, you kind of proved to people, like, okay, we know what we're doing. You got your investment back and then some.
Yeah.
But now, if you just put me in the seat and I'm just, if I invest in something and I don't over leverage and I'm like, if I lose this money, I lose this money.
Yeah.
Then I don't care. I want the best outcome for that monetarily, because then I'm like, well, if it comes back, it comes back. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So I got more benefit in that than if I put someone in here who invested $50,000 and they invested this and they're hitting me up like, you know, when are we going to make the money back? When is this going to happen? I'd rather just take a deal, because now it's bigger than me. I got to worry about y'all, too.
Yeah, and the investors. Gotcha. Yeah.
Exactly. But if it's only us, then I'm like, no, let's just ride until the wheels fall off.
Absolutely.
Or until, like, you know, if it has, like, that markability of, like, Lanier. I think every movie's different, but definitely I can see why Boosie, for instance, like, he decided to just make his whole thing independent because Netflix wanted to give him, like, $1 million just for it. But it's a little Boosie. He's like, I can make a million probably just this month if I just sell it direct to you, because everyone knows me.
Yeah.
You got to offer me more if you want my movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got to offer me 10 or like 5 or whatever.
Yeah, multi-millions.
Exactly. But if we had like bigger name actors and stuff, yeah, I would probably try to
sell
it independently. If they're going to market it to the actors and that's in the contract,
yeah,
for sure. Yeah. So, because if we had like a Selena Gomez in one of our movies and she promotes it and she says, I'm in this movie,
how many people
are going to buy it?
Best
if it's good and Selena's in it,
yeah,
you're probably going to make more than selling it to just a company.
She just started a new show, and I was like, I'm getting Food Network just to watch this.
There you go. That's what I mean.
That's what we're doing.
That's when you don't really need
marketing
anybody.
Marketing work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's that organic marketing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right, y'all. I think we're going to call it a show.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in. Thank you, our very special guests. We really appreciate and enjoy y'all for coming out.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Shout out to Delo D, my man.
Shout out to y'all.
El Falco, you got anything to say to the people?
Hey, man, we doing our thing. Two turned up. We out.
We out.